Welcome to hour three of The Truth with me, Sherwin Hughes. Janet was just as talented as Michael. Full stop. Second most talented Jackson for sure. Nobody could hold a candle to Michael. But Michael had some issues, though. You know what I mean? But whatever, it's fine. If you entertain us enough, we'll let you get away with pretty much anything. If R. Kelly ever gets out of prison, he would sell out his first concert. And it would be all women.
You think Michael was an actual diddler?
Now more than ever, we should not be shocked when we find out that someone diddles. The whole upper echelon of American politics is either diddle or you're diddle adjacent. So there was a documentary that I saw called Leaving Neverland. I kind of wish I hadn't seen it. It confirms a lot of suspicions. And if you're a true Michael Jackson fan, I would say watch it anyway, because true Michael Jackson fans will never believe it. With any evidence, with any testimony, with any documentation, no matter what, they would never believe that Mike did what he was accused of doing. But I would say watch it, because if you had suspicions, it gives testimony from people that were there, and their testimony is relatively consistent with media reports and things that we saw and people coming forward. Were some people trying to take advantage of Mike? Absolutely, because he had a lot to lose and he would be quick to settle. Did a lot of people, you know, screw Mike over and take advantage of him? Absolutely, I believe they did. But, you know, when you're in the spotlight and you're famous like that, you have to exercise an incredible amount of caution. You got to have real good people around you that are going to protect you. Because just being in the wrong place with the wrong person can be permanently damaging to your reputation. Lady B, you need to stop throwing it at me in the YouTube chat. I told you what you had to do, but you ain't listen. You said you was going to send your Instagram. You ain't sending. You said you was going to send a picture. You ain't sending. Listen, the door is closed. Stop it. Stop throwing that thing at me, because if you throw it at me, all I'm going to do is throw it over to Xavier. Hold on now, Xavier. She's hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza. If you don't want to send a picture, then I think it's some booga wolfery going on. You know what I mean? There you go. There you go. Let's see what else we got. Can't deal with all this book of wolfery. Why else? Speaking of which, where's Linda? No, that's not nice. Everybody relax. Not really. A city girl says, I didn't know how sensual Janet was until I got older and really listened to some of her music. Oh, there's one song, Anytime, Anyplace. That right there. See, you know what? That's what I want. I want me a old school Generation X woman that will live her life like the lyrics of Anytime, Anyplace by Janet Jackson. There's just something about women of our generation where other women just don't compare. They don't. We're Generation X because we were around for all of the best times in human history. We just were there for all of the good stuff, and we were forged a little bit differently. We're just some about us. And Generation X women look good. 50 has never looked better. It's some 50-year-old women. It's girls that I went to high school with that look better now. Some of them are grandmothers. Look better now than they did in high school. Let me tell you what the worst is, though. Finding out that girls that I liked in high school actually liked me too, and I didn't know it. I found out this girl her locker was right next to mine all 4 years of high school. She said, sure, when I had the biggest crush on you ever, I was like, I wish you would have spoke up. Damn it. And now she's too old. She didn't age very well. You know what I mean? She just. But some of them, though, holy smokes. Generation X is aging like fine wine. And I'm glad that we are mostly left out of these generational battles, like the millennials and the Gen Z. They hate the baby boomers. Y'all know better than to mess with us, because you don't want no smoke with us. We'll burn the entire thing down. We'll burn the whole thing down and then roast marshmallows over the fire. Do not play with us. Especially the little Gen Zs. All you got to do is look at them funny and they start crying. Oh, my God, I need a mental health day. Shut up. No such thing. If you're suicidal, go to work anyway. Don't laugh. Hey. Everybody relax. But also, we've lost our damn sense of humor. Everybody's so damn sensitive. You can't say that, Sherwood. If some of y'all that are the thought police, if you were around for any amount of time in 1987, you would have a goddamn heart attack. You know what we used to do? If you wore sweatpants to school, we would pull your pants down routinely. And it was very funny. And sometimes it'd be a humdinger. A humdinger is when you pull somebody's sweatpants down, you got to tie them real tight. If you don't tie your sweatpants real tight, you're in trouble. A humdinger is when your sweatpants and your underwear come down. That's embarrassing. But you know what? You learned that lesson once. We just used to do. Teachers would have to. We'd have 7th grade and 8th grade dances. Like, come on. You guys remember 7th and 8th grade dances back in the 80s and early 90s. It was a hump fest. And the teachers would have to put rules together. We have to see daylight between the two of you if you're dancing. No, you couldn't slide a piece of loose leaf paper between two 7th graders on the dance floor. Hump fest. Oh, man, the days of wanton sexual assault. And it was a lot of times it was the girls perpetuating the sexual assault against us boys. Just saying, I miss those days. No internet, no Twitter. Everything we documented, or everything we did, rather, wasn't documented. There was no video evidence. Now, will I admit that we may have been just as reckless and ridiculous as some of these young people now? I don't know. Maybe. Bet you can't prove it. And plus, we're getting old. Our memories are fading. We don't remember half the stuff that we did. That's why I can never run for president. I have somebody come up to me I ain't seen in a long time. Hey, Sherwin, you remember back when we was in 8th grade and you did this and you said this? No recollection whatsoever. None. Don't even recall it. That's not good. Hey, Sherwin, remember we were freshmen? Remember we went and we stole that church? Nope. All right, what do we got here? The CNA is doing a walkout, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you're not in the hospital. Everybody come. This is from Tracy Pittman Nichols. She puts this and a flyer on her social media page. Tracy says, CNA worldwide strike, and this has made mainstream news as well. You don't have to travel anywhere. Pick your own destination wherever you live. Organize in your city. Organize in your state. Organize in your country. This is bigger than one facility and bigger than one location. This is a worldwide movement. And yes, the dates on the previous flyer still stand. Those who choose to participate on those dates continue to do so. October 6th through 8th is about giving certified nursing assistants and healthcare workers everywhere another opportunity to stand together to demand better. Here's what they want. $30 an hour minimum. Safe patient-to-staff ratios, safer working conditions, real breaks, we need time to mentally reset, respect for the people doing the hands-on work. Everybody wants change, but somebody has to be willing to stand up for it. A planned grassroots social media movement calls for a worldwide certified nursing assistant and healthcare worker walkout and strike from October 6th through 8th. About the movement, a decentralized viral online campaign often referred to as CNA Strikeout Day or a global healthcare walkout. How it's going to work? Organizers encourage CNAs and caregivers to coordinate locally at their own facilities, sites, or states, rather than through a single traditional union directive. Organizers emphasize that participation should remain peaceful and lawful, urging workers to respect facility notice rules so patient safety is never compromised. Core demands. A minimum starting wage. Starting wage? $30 an hour is what the CNAs want. Minimum. Starting. Safe patient-to-staff ratios to prevent burnout, breaks, real uninterrupted breaks, times, break times to rest, safer working environments, and basic respect for hands-on care staff. Wisconsin healthcare facilities do not have a single statewide policy regarding the planned October 6th through 8th CNA walkout. Instead, individual policies are dictated by a facility's corporate guidelines, union representation, and strict state regulations regarding patient abandonment and staffing minimums. There's no way. You can't walk out as a CNA and not abandon your patient. That's illegal. Because the planned strike is a decentralized grassroots movement organizing via social media, how a Wisconsin facility reacts will depend on specific state legal frameworks. Patient abandonment, no strike rules. This applies to Wisconsin. So if you're a CNA, if you know a CNA, if your wife is a CNA, your girlfriend is a CNA, these rules will apply to her, I'm assuming, because there's not very many man CNAs. Maybe there's some. There's maybe a few. Under Wisconsin law, healthcare workers can face severe disciplinary action, including loss of their CNA certification if they are found guilty of patient abandonment. Walking off a shift after accepting a patient assignment without handoff to another certified worker is prohibited in the state of Wisconsin. No strike clauses. If you work at a facility where CNAs are represented by a union such as SEIU Wisconsin, your current collective bargaining agreement likely contains a no-strike clause. Participating in an unapproved or, quote, wildcat walkout outside of an official union-sanctioned strike is usually a policy violation that will lead to immediate termination. 10-day notice requirement. Traditional healthcare strikes require a formal 10-day advance notice to allow facilities to plan for patient safety. Because the grassroots walkout is not organized by a formal union body, facilities may treat unexcused absences during the October 6th through 8th walkout as standard policy violations or a no-call, no-show, which will lead to immediate termination. So you might be asking yourself, and I'm sure you are, Sherwin, what does a CNA do? I'm glad you asked. A certified nursing assistant provides hands-on daily care to patients and residents under the direct supervision of a registered nurse or licensed practical nurse or an LPN. CNAs help bridge the gap between patients and the medical team. Their everyday duties include assisting with activities of daily living, or ADLs, helping patients bathe, dress, groom, use the restroom, and eat, moving and positioning, transferring patients between beds and wheelchairs, or turning bedridden patients to prevent bed sores, monitoring of the vitals, measuring and recording the blood pressure and the heart rate and the temperature and the respiration rate, managing hygiene, changing soiled sheets, cleaning up rooms, and restocking medical supplies, and communicating changes, reporting any sudden changes in a patient's physical or mental condition to the nursing staff. That has to be some of the most grueling and demanding work ever. I don't know how healthcare workers do it. I really don't know the things that they may see in any given day. I would quit. Healthcare stuff is gross. Now, I'm not one that is, what do you call, what is it, squeamish? Is that the word? Where, like, you see blood and you freak out. Like, I don't care. I'm not afraid of needles. I'm not afraid of blood. But as a general rule, this is the Sherwin Hughes thing. You may have a different opinion. Anything that's inside the human body that then becomes outside of the human body, to me, is disgusting. Okay? All of it is gross. All the stuff that's in, like, if somebody has a stomach laceration and their intestines fall out, that immediately is disgusting. But a stomach where the intestines are all inside, not disgusting. Saliva. I think one of the worst things you can do to a human being, honestly, I'm not kidding, is spit on them. You know, spitting on somebody is a felony. That is felony assault if you spit on somebody. Human saliva is disgusting. Again, if it's in your mouth it's perfectly fine. It has useful biological functions. But once it leaves your mouth, it is disgusting. And I'm not going to talk about the other things that are inside the human body that have to come out as a form of relief. All of that is disgusting. All of those things that I just mentioned, CNAs and nurses and doctors have to routinely deal with that kind of stuff. I don't know how they do it, because I might walk into a patient's room. Hi, Mr. Jones. How are you doing today? And I find out that Mr. Jones, who might be very sick, may have soiled himself. And I'd walk into the room to check on Mr. Jones because I'm making my rounds as Sherwin the CNA. I would be a terrible CNA. I guarantee it. My bedside manner would be horrible. Because I'd first ask my patients who they voted for, you know, and you're probably not supposed to do that, but whatever. And if I come to find out that my patient maybe needs some care and he needs his linens changed, I can't do that. I'm not going to. You know the CNAs have superhuman strength? Have you ever seen the efficiency in which two CNAs can move a fat person? It's amazing. They can just pick up a fat person. And some of these CNAs weigh 92 pounds. Some of them weigh more than that. But there's some that are very small. Like, okay, Mr. Smith, we're going to move you over to this bed, and it'll be two little 19-year-old, 94-pound CNAs, and they'll lift his big fat ass up, and they'll just put him in the next bed, and they just wheel him off. I really admire what they do, but I don't know how they do it. Well, I guess I'm going to stand with the CNAs. If you guys want $30 an hour, hell, my insurance is already expensive enough. Might as well pay the CNAs the money, because nobody wants to do that kind of work. And you got to listen to a nurse, too. It's even worse. Take a break, come back. Maybe I'll venture over into the YouTube chat land. Yeah, we'll read some YouTube comments on the other side. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
They should do, they should hire me to DJ at the garage. I'll get them blacks whipped into shape. I'll have them dancing to 80s and 90s classics. Hire me as a DJ. What's my DJ name? I need a good DJ name. Can't use Sherwin.
DJ Silver Fox.
Silver Fox rocking the block. That's not bad. DJ Granite Rock. That could be a good DJ. Nope. We don't do that one. No, we don't say that no more. So some of you remember who used to call me Sher. So we have this ability to send. We can send text messages. So if you've ever signed up to send text messages to 1017 The Truth, you have to like put in your name and some other stuff. You got to register to send us text messages, right? So I sent out a text message to our whole, it's like 2,000 people, our whole text message list. And she texted back and she was like, remove me from this list immediately. Why are you texting me? I was like, geez, calm down, lady. You know, did you ever meet Savannah?
No.
She tried to get me fired, apparently.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, that's who called you DJ Scherzer?
Yeah. Which she just called me Scherzer, which was just odd.
I heard she turned off your mic.
Oh, yeah.
What were you saying?
I don't know. She just got mad for some reason. It is what it is. Worst things have happened.
People are very emotional.
There's an unusual dynamic that sometimes exists between producer and host. And I've had a lot of women producers. Have I had a lot? Well, three, right? Savannah, Rhea, and Carrie. Carrie was probably the least emotional of my women producers. I shouldn't even say that because men producers can be emotional too. So it's you guys have a tough job because you're really supposed to just sit there and not say anything and not have your opinions. But sometimes we strike a chord with producers and we recognize that you're human. You guys may have opinions, especially if the host is saying something you fundamentally disagree with. 9 times out of 10, we don't care, but we humor you because we know that if we let producers keep all their feelings in, y'all go insane back there. But Rhea would get so angry at me if I had an opinion that she didn't share that she would just try to butt in and just take over the show. And I remember complaining about it because one time she just went way too far. And I remember complaining about it to whoever, you know, remember them white guys that came in and they were the content directors?
But they didn't. Beavis and Butthead? Beavis and Butthead?
They ain't supposed to say that.
Oh.
But I was like, yo, my producer is interrupting my show. Like, well, what did you do to provoke her? I'm like, I'm never talking to y'all ever again. I'm going to do the tell-all one day. I'm not going to do it here. I'll do it on the Hughes Views 414 podcast. I'm getting real close. I'm getting real. So much stuff happened in 101.7 The Truth, y'all, that y'all would have no idea. I got to figure out if I'm going to get sued or not, though. Well, no, because then they'd have to go to court and prove that what I said wasn't true. Everything that I would tell is 100% true. All of it is. Some of it easier to believe than others. Some of the stuff. Radio people are very interesting personalities, and they also talk too much. You don't want to get into a conversation with a radio host. They don't know how to shut the whatever. Oh, speaking of people that don't know how to shut the heck up, New Berlin Council is to address the mayor's anti-Muslim social media post. The New Berlin mayor, Dave Ament, faces backlash over Facebook posts disparaging Islam and Muslims. The Common Council will consider a resolution denouncing the messages tonight. Faith groups are demanding Mayor Dave Ament resign following the social media posts. The New Berlin mayor is under fire after a series of controversial social media posts shared on his personal Facebook page disparaging Islam and Muslims came to light. The New Berlin Common Council will take up a resolution tonight, August 25th, denouncing those messages. The resolution, quote, affirming the city of New Berlin's commitment to religious freedom and the community after a number of posts shared on Mayor Dave Ament's Facebook page disparaging Islam came to light last week. So I know how offensive this is, and you're the mayor and you represent the people of New Berlin, and the voters put you there to be the executive of common council orders and directives, and they put you there so you can create budgets that can fortify the city of New Berlin and blah, 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 all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fundamental question. Regardless of whether someone's thoughts, feelings, and sentiments about another race, another religion, or another gender is offensive, does the mayor have freedom of expression and freedom of speech? Yes or no? It's still freedom of speech if you disagree with the person. I think it's in poor taste. I think it exercises bad judgment. And I think that these are comments that he probably should have kept to himself. I think that he knew he was going to be stirring some controversy by putting them on his social media pages. Because now more than ever, I'd almost say exclusively, people get access to their elected officials via social media, probably even more so than by contacting their office. You can put in a constituent request of your alderperson or your county supervisor via their social media pages. And there are many, many elected officials that are very active on social media. Some are too active, and one of them is Trump. And so using social media as a means of communication, dare I say, is a benefit of us having all of this Facebook and having Twitter and Instagram, because it gives you an additional way to not just peer into somebody's life, but also gives you direct access to them, you see. But also when you share your sentiments and your feelings about different races and different religions on social media, you run the risk of really, truly offending somebody. And more importantly, you are tarnishing the office. You know, we come down on, you know, African-Americans and our youth for their bad behavior. Everybody acts a damn fool, and it's not limited to race. The reason why I tend to focus on African-Americans is because I care about our community. I also am concerned about how members of our community are going to be perceived, because that may have an impact on how we get represented. The fatigue is very real. There's a lot of people that are in very powerful positions that have the ability to help and to foster a better community, to invest in us, to help improve our schools and our living conditions and raise our wages. But they're getting fatigued of us, and we have to understand there's going to be a consequence to some of our behavior. Now, is it fair? Probably not, but nothing is fair. And this mayor said some very disparaging things about African Americans. He said if it wasn't for white people, we'd still be enslaved. I'm not jumping into that conversation, but he said some offensive things about women as well, which I come to find out in American politics, you can say offensive things about women. As long as you're a man and you say offensive things about women, women will reelect you just as long as you are running against another woman. Women didn't want Kamala Harris to be president. Women didn't want Hillary Clinton to be president. Women are the largest voting bloc in America, with white women, of course, being the predominant. And even after women of all races and ethnicities and religions lost or had some of their reproductive freedoms reduced, enough women still voted for the man that was almost single-handedly responsible. Now, it was a cast of characters. It was some members of the U.S. Supreme Court as well. But he had a really heavy role in chipping away at reproductive rights and freedoms that women had fought for a very long time, and they turned around and they voted for him anyway. I am perplexed. You know what else I'm perplexed about, since we're being perplexed today? There was a... I don't know, it was some like feminist rally or something outside of a WNBA game. Like they had some kind of a protest and they were all going to go to the WNBA game afterwards, right? And there was a reporter that was there, or maybe the reporter was just a troll for social media. And they asked these feminist women who were outside of this gathering, this protest, whatever the hell it was, a protestival outside of a WNBA, because they were going to celebrate women by going to the WNBA game. And they asked a fairly large sample of women that were at this protestival and outside of a WNBA game if they could even name five WNBA players, and only one of the women could. And I challenged myself, can I name five WNBA players? Nope. But women don't even – is that not nice to say that women don't really watch the WNBA, but then people want the WNBA players to make the same as the NBA players, but nobody watches. If I see a WNBA game on, because they play them like on Sunday afternoons, I see, or maybe Saturdays, whenever it is, it'll be like three of them on at once. I'm like, ooh, I got to find something else to watch. This sucks. I can't – it's not good. What's the one lady? She went to Divine Savior. She's a black lady. Enrique Arruvalgavagoval. You know who I'm talking about, Xavier?
Nope.
Well, then you got Caitlin Clark. She's the white lady that everybody hates, apparently. They don't like her. They beat her up. They foul her and throw her to the ground and pull her little ponytail.
That's more of a myth by the right-wing media to make her a victim. The WNBA... it's a lot more they foul a lot harder than in the NBA.
Okay.
They're a lot more physical, actually.
I know who Sophie Cunningham is.
You like that girl?
Hang on a second. We hold on. Everybody relax. Sophie Cunningham got twerk videos.
Yeah, what, a little booty?
You don't got to hold on, man. Little booties matter, sir. Don't be racist against booty size.
I like little booties, but she got a little flat booty.
Hold on, man. We need to relax. You're saying some very offensive words today, sir.
Me?
I don't know if I like your tone. Little booties matter. In fact, big booties to me matter less. There's sometimes it's too much. You know, what am I going to do with all that? What am I going to do? I can't do anything with that. What?
Go swimming.
All right, I got to take a commercial break. I don't swim, and for good reason, sir. You're listening to The Truth with Mr. Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Phone number is 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. JD was at a casino yesterday, and guess who he ran into at a casino? Bob. Bob, you need to stay out the casino. Let's talk to Brian. Hello, Brian. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's a long time no hear from.
Yeah, it's been a while. How you been?
Pretty good.
All right.
Just observing the punkness of our black society. I had to say something about this when you were talking about that New Berlin mayor. You know how I am a proponent of billboards and what have you.
Yeah, you are.
I think that I would put a big sign up in New Berlin saying big whoop to the our black sissified people that get offended on every little thing that white folks say to us. I said, big whoop to our sissified brethren. A big whoop to our sensitive sissified people to what the New Berlin mayor would say. I mean, instead of signing up saying, big whoop, what do you expect? Who cares what these people say? Get a grip.
But doesn't the mayor have some responsibility to be respectful of different ethnicities and different religions? Doesn't he have some kind of obligation to, you know, not speak disparagingly about women?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Brian, do you think the women think belong in the kitchen?
Nah.
Oh.
I could care less. Oh. It's funny.
Where do you think big women? Where do women belong, in your opinion, Brian?
Right where they are.
All right. If you had a choice
everywhere.
Of where women should
women
be,
wherever they are, women
right.
are wherever they are.
Fair enough. Are you married, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. To a wife?
Huh?
To a wife?
Is my wife white? No.
No, are you married? Do you have a wife? Is what? Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
How long you been married?
Yep. 13 years.
Oh, congratulations. That's very beautiful. All right. Good for you.
Yeah, it's my third go-round.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. This is your third wife?
Uh-huh. Third time around.
After two, you didn't want to give up?
Nah.
Okay.
I didn't want to be alone. You know what I mean?
No.
didn't want to be alone.
Fair enough. Well, as long as you're happy, we're happy for you.
Thank you.
Okay, Brian. You tell your wife we said hello.
All right, Brian.
Okay, then. Now.
That's a terrible reason to get married for a third
time. All right, now then, Brian. Okay, then now. It's him.
Yeah.
Totally him. Three times?
That's pretty crazy.
That's too much. After the first marriage, most people are like, I'll never do it again. But then after the second one, you're like, oof.
Well, they do say the third time's a charm.
No, they don't. Not in marriages.
Oh, okay.
But he's been with it for 13 years, so that's good for
him. He didn't want to be alone.
That's probably not what she wants to hear. Like, oh, I'm the third wife just because he didn't want to be alone. At that point, being alone might be the best option.
Yeah, let's clip this and send it to his wife and see what she says.
No, don't do that. We ain't no hater. Let's talk to Lynn. Hello, Lynn. How are you today?
I am good. How are you today, Sherwin?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. What's on your mind, Lynn?
First of all, I want to tell you I'm a first-time caller and enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thanks for lightening my day and making me laugh out loud at work. However, you may make me lose my job, so...
Yeah, you can come get a job here. Dude, that's not why you called.
I called about the WNBA. Oh. I watch the WNBA all the time. You guys need to give it a shot. It's a really good thing to watch them. They come on several different channels.
They need to give it a shot, like a better jump shot. Lynn, it's not very good. It isn't. It's like watching seventh grade girls. It's like watching junior varsity.
Oh.
It's like watching the Cudahy girls team.
So you haven't seen Olivia Miles.
You're right, I haven't.
You haven't seen Asia Wilson.
Uh-uh. No.
Okay, you haven't seen Matisse Collier.
I've seen Brittany Griner. He's a hell of a player.
Oh, my God. You are going way far too back. She's old school. She is not good anymore.
Oh, he is?
You got to get into it.
Does he still play?
Stop misgendering.
No, is Brittany, is that fella still in the league? He's still playing?
She's right now, she's without a team.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're not watching. Pull up some stuff on Miles, Olivia Miles.
I will do that.
They call her the spectacle.
Oh, I bet they do.
And watch. I mean, there's great teams out there. There's the Valkyries and there's Minnesota. When you see those two teams play, the Aces, great teams. Boom up.
I guarantee you will
enjoy. And guess what? I'm going to call you back and I'm going to hold you to that.
Please don't do that. Fine. I'll give it a shot.
They come on all kinds of channels. Prime, Peacock. Just pull up the WNBA app and it'll tell you what channel they play. Tell you what station they're playing on.
I feel like you're giving me homework.
WNBA app, pull it up. Whenever you get a chance, just put that app on your phone and then just search and see who's playing. It'll also give you it'll also replay the games for you. Great, great, great.
The WNBA app. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
From your mouth to God's ears, Lynn, I'm going to do that.
No, from my mouth to your ears.
Fair enough. Even better. All right, Lynn. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now.
All right.
Okay, then. I mean, I might check a game out, but I ain't using no memory on my phone to download no damn WNBA app.
Extremely upset after that one. They're looking for some get back here.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to a little kid recently what a switch is.
Did you watch Enes Kanter try to have a fight with the lady on the court?
That's what Atlanta pulled off the tree.
This is the Atlanta Dream versus the Los Angeles Spark. This is terrible. They don't even know which way to go.
First possession of the ball game is we're underway in Canada. Hits a floater in Hamby.
Oh, she's cute,
turns
though.
Turns inside on Hellman. Scoops it in with the left.
Yeah, that's enough. Lynn, are you happy? I just watched some WNBA. Not impressed. It's like the South Milwaukee Middle School team playing against the Oconomowoc girls for the championship. You know what they win at the end of the championship? A goddamn pizza party.
Quickly ahead to Gray. Green running. Gray got the roll.
What's this here?
LA with just
are you going to dunk it, ma'am? or sir, whoever this fella is. That's a big fella.
The turnaround is money.
Oh, look at that gentleman. All right, let's take a break. These fellas can really hoop. Can't dunk to save their lives. All right, gentlemen. You are. I'm going to get in trouble for this. No, she told me to watch, and I'm watching. Here, I still got it on. Look.
Game of a four-game road trip for Atlanta.
Oh, and one.
Ryan,
there you go, dude.
Gets the hoop.
What a gentleman. High five and everybody as he walks toward the free throw line. All right, the truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
The truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Looking for a school where scholars thrive, teachers believe, and excellence is the expectation? Milwaukee College Prep is enrolling scholars in K-3 through 8th grade for the upcoming school year. With four high-performing campuses, award-winning educators, and a proven track record of academic success, Milwaukee College Prep is helping more than 2,000 Milwaukee scholars build brighter futures every single day. Do not wait. Limited seats are available. Apply today at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. That is MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com, or call them at 414-264-6000. That is 414-264-6000. Milwaukee College Prep, excellence by design, futures without limits. And American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams that you're building every single day. And if you're a part of The Truth audience, well, you already know, your hard work is for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. That is amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. We did a Hughes Views 414 podcast last night for the first time in 2 weeks. It was good. I don't know if I'm going to do another one tonight, though. Why not? Because I'm enjoying my summer. Summer's almost over. I want to make the most out of it. Even though fall technically is my favorite season, I love the fall so very much. I like it when the leaves change colors. And I just like everything that fall brings, and I love football and all of that. You know what I like? I like chili, because you eat chili in the fall. I like a good chili.
I love
now.
Chili.
Should we have a truth chili cook-off?
I would win.
You make chili?
Oh, yeah. I can cook. I cook all kinds of things.
I'm skeptical of your chili.
I'm a single man. I've been a single man for a long time. I got to learn how to cook, you know?
Better hurry up and get married. Don't want to be lonely like Brian. Well, he's got two ex-wives I'm sure you could probably date.
Oh, no. I have plenty of company.
Xavier, you make it seem like you're some kind of a ladies' man.
I never said that. I have plenty of company.
Got you a couple little girlfriends?
I don't know about girlfriends, but friends, yes.
Got you a couple booger wolves? Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Not booger wolves.
All right. Speaking of which, what's Lady B talking about in the chat?
Just flapping. Just flapping them. Or I guess just, well, you know, just typing.
What are you guys saying? Oh, JD told me to stop misgendering those gentlemen in the WNBA. Well, I'm sorry. Jeez. JD said he went to Dorsia yesterday, and they have thin crust pizza. My favorite is a tie between Ned's and Balustrade's. You can get good pizza anywhere in the city of Milwaukee. It's go to Zaffiro's. Go, it's all good. Go to just some random bar in West Dallas. They all got good pizza. As long as it's thin crust. I don't even know why anybody want to eat thick crust pizza. It's disgusting. We don't want no damn loaf of bread. You don't want no. Only thing I like thick is an occasional woman. Sometimes I like little itty bitty tiny petites. It depends on the mood that I'm in, but I don't want no. Doesn't Dorsia serve their pasta on a wooden plank?
Correct. I don't recommend it.
I wasn't all that impressed. It's in fact, I was more impressed. The Olive, don't sleep on the Olive Garden. And there's a place on
You love the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden loves me too. When you're here, you're family. You know what I'm saying?
If you want some good Italian, go to Glorioso's. Yes.
I'm skeptical about supporting real Italians. I don't know how I feel about Italians.
You don't love them?
Nah, love's a strong word.
Italian women?
Black people? Nah, you got to stay clear of them.
Why not? Why?
They're racist.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah,
their fathers certainly are.
Oh, yes.
You're going to bring this freaking moolie.
Sometimes that makes it better.
You're going to bring this moolie. No, I don't.
You're doing it for the ancestors.
I can't. No, that's not.
I do it for the ancestors.
You need help. You need help more than I do. Over here, got a whole bunch of hoes. We'll be making chili for your hoes.
Yeah, why not? Chili cook-off. Gotta keep them fed.
Bunch of hoes. LaRon says, Zafiro's on Farwell. Movie theater Zafiro's is not the same. That is correct. Dorsia does a pasta flight depending on what you order. I just don't go to Brady Street for anything anymore. It's just not for me. You know what I mean? That's just not. No, I don't do Brady Street. I told you, I don't hang out really. I hang out on the water where fists and bullets usually cannot reach. I don't even want to tell y'all. Well, they're not secrets, I guess. Barnacle Buds, Sail Loft. I recently went back to the Bridgewater, even though I said I wasn't going to go back to the Bridgewater because I had beef with a server at the Bridgewater. Turned into a whole thing, had people calling my cell phone, had people posting stuff about me on social media because of the beef that I had with a server at the Bridgewater. We went there during the day. Not a lot of people there. It was basically our group and two other people. And we walk in or I come in, a couple other buddies join me, and the server decided she wanted to go take a break. She took a break with her back turned toward us, and we didn't even get a chance to order no drinks and no food, and she just sat there. So I took a picture of the server at the Bridgewater, and I posted on my social media. We over here trying to order food. We the only ones in here damn near. They not even taking our order. Look, this is our server. Her back is turned toward us, and she was having her little meal. She was eating her little food. You can eat your little bit of food, but you can't just turn your back on us. And she sat in a place where we could clearly see her. I didn't like that now. I didn't like it. I come to find out that the girl that had her back turned to us, who was our server at the Bridgewater, turned out to be the niece of some dude I went to high school with. He said, Sherwin, you need to take that post down. First of all, I didn't like you in high school. I like you even less now. You need to tell your damn niece to get a work at it. Then he got mad at me. Then one of his friends called me. It was a whole thing. I was going to have to kick somebody's ass. So I said, I ain't going back to the Bridgewater. But I went back because they make a damn good Bloody Mary. Whew! I'm going to tell you what, I'm a Bloody Mary connoisseur. Bridgewater, and I don't like all that stuff in my Bloody Mary. I don't need a whole chicken and a whole pizza and a whole pound cake. You know how you see these Bloody Marys and they're all elaborate? That's stupid. Bloody Mary got a fried pork chop in. I don't need no pork chop in my Bloody Mary. Some place serves the Bloody Mary with a damn grilled cheese in it. That's acceptable, actually. But I don't need all that stuff in my Bloody Mary. You want a traditional, old-school Bloody Mary, go to Stenny's. Right there on, was a second and National, first, right across from Salito Lindo. Go get you a Bloody Mary from Stenny's. Or go to Olydia's. They make a nice Bloody Mary, but then you got to go to the Bridgewater. Don't tell them I sent you, because they might Texas Roadhouse you if you tell them I sent you. In fact, you all are better off saying that you don't know me when you go to a restaurant. Don't use my name, because ain't no telling what they might do to your food. You got somebody at table 4 that knows Sherwin Hughes. Oh, yeah? The Sherwin Hughes? That jerk that always says offensive stuff and misgenders the WNBA? That Sherwin Hughes? Table number 4, you said? Yeah. Tell them they're going to get extra ranch dressing. No charge. Don't eat the ranch dressing! Don't. What have we learned today? We've learned that sometimes hip-hop music can bring an undesirable element. We've also learned that the New Berlin Common Council is going to go on the record and likely denounce the anti-Muslim, anti-woman, and anti-black comments made by Mayor Amen. And we also learned that the CNAs are planning not just a national but an international strike from October 6th through 8th. Thank you for listening. The lunch break is up next.